The Manus Island Detention Centre will be the focus of talks between Prime Minister Tony Abbott and his counterpart in Papua New Guinea, Peter O'Neill, later today. The Prime Minister will fly into Port Moresby this morning for a two-day visit. Last month, violence erupted at the detention centre in Manus Island. One person was left dead, many others injured. The PM's visit follows a tour of the centre by a judge leading a PNG inquiry into alleged human rights abuses. The judge described the atmosphere at the Manus Island Detention Centre as very tense. Mike Woods has more.
Tony Abbott will be the third Australian Prime Minister after Kevin Rudd and Julia Gillard to visit PNG in the last 12 months. Last year, Papua New Guinea committed to begin processing asylum seekers held on Manus Island. That came as Australia pledged to focus its $500 million PNG aid program on nation-building infrastructure rather than grassroots health and education projects. However, some PNG commentators say many Papua New Guineans are increasingly questioning the worth of the Manus Island deal with Australia. Paul Barker is the Executive Director of PNG's Institute for National Affairs.
That is not an issue which is particularly popular in Papua New Guinea, and the more educated Papua New Guineans are looking at it as Australia dumping its problems on PNG, and a lot of Papua New Guineans do ask that question, look, why are these asylum seekers being docked here in PNG? Why aren't they being handled at home in Australia? So that tends to put a certain scepticism among Papua New Guineans. But there is a bit of a concern, well, one about the asylum seekers themselves, but also of PNG getting a negative international press, sort of people trying to develop, for example, tourism activities in PNG, and yet the media is portraying PNG as a bit of a hellhole where people get sent who are really trying to go to Australia.
Following the violence at the Manus Island Centre last month, PNG National Court Judge David Cannings set up an inquiry invoking the PNG Constitution sections relating to human rights. Last week, the PNG government raised objections to the inquiry, but Justice Cannings has continued with the probe, visiting the detention centre and listening to evidence regarding alleged human rights violations. Paul Barker from PNG's Institute for National Affairs says the move by the government came despite Prime Minister Peter O'Neill initially expressing support for Justice Cannings' inquiry.
Well, the PNG government has been appealing it and seeking Justice Canning should step aside because they think that he has maybe some conflict in relation to the case. But earlier on, the Prime Minister did specify that the government was supporting the exercise and that all the authorities on the ground, the migration and other authorities, should cooperate with the National Court in this exercise. So subsequently, the Justice Department did make an appeal that they wish Justice Canning to step aside, but Justice Canning says that there's no grounds for him to step aside, so that's just proceeding. So, you know, certainly this court exercise may reveal a little bit more about the nature of the detention exercise, so that clearly isn't something that the Australian authorities and the PNG authorities are keen to encourage.
There are several other major items on the agenda during the talks in Port Moresby. One of them is about visas. PNG wants Canberra to agree to a visa on arrival policy for PNG citizens visiting Australia. Canberra has so far refused, leading PNG last month to announce that the days of Australians receiving visas on arrival in Papua New Guinea were over. But aside from the issues surrounding the Manus Island Detention Centre, the talks are also expected to concentrate heavily on Australian aid to PNG and Port Moresby's desire for more rapid redirection of aid to its priority projects, especially infrastructure. Paul Barker says the PNG government is keen to ensure the aid goes to such projects while limiting the amount that ends up in the hands of highly paid Australian consultants and companies specialising in technical assistance.
It certainly is arguing for enhanced infrastructure, and that is certainly very much a PNG priority. Support for law and order and policing is very much a priority, and these are both crucial for delivering services and for delivering the capacity for the private sector and business to develop and be sustained, and to try and bring down the costs of doing business in PNG and helping enable business to be more competitive. Papua New Guineans want to go to school, but they want also to have a practical education. They need the mathematics and language skills, but they also need access to technical skills to be able to find jobs. And certainly there will be a request from the PNG Prime Minister to the Australian Prime Minister to assist not only in those skills development, but in broader areas to assist build up of PNG small to medium enterprises and business opportunities.
It's said that PNG governments have tended over the years to have better relationships with Australian Labor politicians and administrations. But Peter O'Neill has a business background and is credited with being a big ideas man. How do you think he'll get on with Tony Abbott?
He is very much a pragmatist and he's a shrewd politician. Certainly he will be able to do business with Tony Abbott. It's certainly true, as you say, yes, the relationship in the past between the former Prime Minister Somare and John Howard was very frosty. And yes, there was a pretty amicable relationship that developed with Kevin Rudd and even with Julia Gillard. But the Prime Minister and his team have established a good relationship with the Foreign Minister of Australia, Julie Bishop, and she's already made a visit up here and seemed to establish pretty good contacts and to listen to people and say many of the right things. Certainly Prime Minister O'Neill will be able to develop a good working relationship, and it's very much in the two Prime Ministers' interests to establish that good working relationship for both of their sake.
That's Paul Barker, the Executive Director of PNG's Institute for National Affairs. Mike Woods reporting.